friends and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program, coming to you, praise God, from the great Rocky Mountains, USA once again. Yes, sir, taking me a long time to get back home, but we're home and we're kicking up our heels. We're just so pleased to be here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho again. My bride and I are back after, we counted it up, about 6 months being away last year, going through her cancer treatment down in Indiana. And I can't say it was a good time had by all, because her cancer treatment was pretty horrendous. And she's still recovering from it. The the worst, she said, was the poisoning you went through, chemotherapy, up in Lewiston, Idaho, because we were able to go through her chemo up here, because it was only once every 3 weeks she had to go in. But the radiation treatment she had to undergo for her breast cancer, we had to do down in Indiana, which worked out real well because she was with her parents and her brothers and sisters down there, and that made it nicer for her. But that was daily. And as you probably know, if you've listened to the Officer Jack McLamb program and this old retired cop Jack McLamb for very long, we're about 90 miles. No, let me count up now. 60, 75, about 75 miles from town up here on top of the mountains in the Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho. And so for her to go daily for her radiation treatment was impossible, basically, because she was sick, tired, and that's about a two-and-a-half-hour trip one way. So that's like 4 or 5 hours a day driving. So we just decided to do the radiation down in Indiana. But praise God, she made it through it. Thanks to all of your prayers out there. We had so many people praying for her, and we claimed the victory for her healing. And now she's just got to recover from the radiation burns and the poisons they put in her system. She's starting to work on cleaning that out of her blood and liver and everything. And so things are looking up. Things are looking up. And we ask you to keep praying for her. But I just want to report that we're back home, and that's a positive. And she's feeling better every day, and that's a positive. Be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLamb program. We're going to get into a very interesting topic today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed, or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Like I say, I'm really excited. I'm excited, more excited than I've been in the last 3.5 months that we've been away from home. But we're back up here at our property at the top of the Rocky Mountains. And I'm looking out the window, and we got about an inch or maybe inch and a half of snow on the ground. And we see our bunny rabbits bouncing around out there, 3-4 of them. And our little tack Yorkies like to go out and chase them. And so they're happy to be home, and we're happy to be home, and we're happy to be back on the radio with you. Sorry about the last 2 weeks of missing the Friday or Saturday program, because my voice was just crashed. I'll tell you, it's not too strong today, and so, but we do have a wonderful guest on that'll help share the speaking with me today. As I try to get my voice back, I went through a lot of problems with the heavy, heavy smog in Phoenix. We stopped by and saw my sons and my grandchildren for about 5 days. And I'll tell you, Phoenix, because of the illegal aliens, about, oh, probably 2-3 more million illegal aliens have come into the Phoenix area. And they have vehicles and the smog is about 3 times worse than it was 2 years ago. And it just, you know, Angie and I both have chest problems right now, lung problems, because we're used to the pure air up here in the Great Rocky Mountains. And going into that, and then another addition to it was that for 4 days out of the 5 we were there, the the government was spraying the chemtrails all over. I mean, they were just, I've never seen anywhere in the country where the chemtrails, chemical trails, were being sprayed 360 degrees around a city. It was amazing. 360 degrees. You look to the right, you look to the left, you look south, east, northwest, and they had 70 to 100 chemtrails up there all the time. For the 4 days we were there, coming down upon the people, and with the smog, it just got to both of us, and we're trying to clear it out of our lungs now and get our voices back. And so mine's coming back strong, praise the Lord, but it still, as you can probably tell, sounds a little different right now. Taking a couple weeks to get to this point. But I want to say that we're so pleased this morning to have on with us a guest that's an old friend of ours that is one of the greatest activists, Christian activists in the country. And he's the one that sounds the alarm for us whenever the hate crimes legislation comes up. And for a number of years now, he's helped to put down the hate crimes legislation that we've talked about. We've had him on before. Of course, we're talking about Reverend Ted Pike. And the reason I've asked him to come on is when I got home and started going through the email for our two police and military associations here, I saw a very interesting alert that Ted sent over to us. It says ADL Foxman, meaning Abe Foxman, the head of the Anti-Defamation League, says New Testament is anti-Semitic. And I read a little bit of this, and I said, I got to get a hold of Ted, because Abe Foxman is up to it again. He's the one pushing for the hate crimes. And the reason is to start off with homosexuals, hate crimes against homosexuals and women and whoever out there, blacks. But then the real goal is to eliminate the Bible, the Holy Bible of God, which already some factions are saying is hate literature, especially the New Testament, where it lists in there from God Almighty that the Jews were responsible for the death of Jesus. And so Abe Foxman is really at it right now to try to eliminate the New Testament or those portions of it. And so I've asked Reverend Ted Pike to come on and talk about that. But in going over his very impressive, very important website, folks, which I want you to write down and go to it often because he's always changing it, putting new material there. And that website is www.truthtellers.org. Truthtellers is one word. That's www.truthtellers.org. I know I sprung this on you and you probably didn't have a pencil and paper, but we're going to give it out several times during the program today, so it doesn't matter if you wrote it down right now or not. But let's bring him up now, our dear brother, Reverend Ted Pike. Brother, we're proud to have you on today, and I just want to say from our police and military associations here, brother, it's good to serve with you at this time in America's history, because you are a soldier of the Lord. You're always on the battlefield, and that's where all of us Christians should be, and we're not, sadly. But it's just good to serve with you, brother. Welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you so much, Jack. It's a real honor to be with you. I really recognize you as a real fighter, a real activist for God and for freedom, and also willing to get out on the really cutting edge of some of these very controversial ideas that we'll be talking about today.
Well, brother, you know, as I've told my audience, we're so pleased and proud to serve with some of the greatest Jewish Americans in law enforcement and the military that are brave, honorable people that love God and love freedom, love our republic. And so it troubles us. It troubles us very much, Ted, to have them smeared with this ugly brush that Abe Foxman's and some of these evil leadership of the Jewish people today are getting them smeared with, and they don't deserve it because they're not trying to bring God down and destroy the Bible, and they're not trying to bring in hate crimes. These brothers and sisters of ours in law enforcement, they don't even know, many of them, all these things are happening. So I'm angry because they're always getting blasted. Every time this evil Abe Foxman and the others come out and do something absolutely despotic or evil like this, our dear brothers of the Jewish faith get blasted with this very evil situation as if they're a part of it. And we need to change that. People need to know that the average Jew, just like the average American, has no idea what's going on, do they, brother?
Well, that's true. And if you go to the B'nai B'rith website, and of course the ADL is the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, which is a huge Jewish religious educational fraternal organization, they state right there on the home page that they basically represent organized world Jewry. And that's really not true. B'nai B'rith has about 500,000 members around the world, but they're something like 18 million Jews in the world today, and many of those Jews would be insulted if they were represented as being under the umbrella of ADL B'nai B'rith. And really what I'm trying to do is exactly what you are saying here. I am actually trying to protect perhaps a majority of Jews in the world today from this brush of anti-Semitism. You see, what the ADL does is it stimulates anti-Semitism by creating these awful hate laws which persecute Christians around the world, and then people look on and they say, well, there the Jews are doing it again. The Jews are conspiratorial. The Jews are this and that. And so the Jewish people become tarred as conspiratorial and evil and degenerate and all of that, whereas the reality is of largely this evil Jewish leadership which is behind all of this. And as I've said many times on the radio, This problem of evil Jewish leadership is as old as the Bible. We go to the book of Jeremiah or Ezekiel, we find the great prophets of God speaking out boldly and criticizing evil Jewish leaders in their time. John the Baptist did it. Jesus Christ, more than anyone else, spoke against the scribes and Pharisees, which were the evil Jewish leaders of their time. And those great prophetic figures are not considered by anybody except perhaps Abe Foxman to be anti-Semitic. They were just telling the truth. They were saving and preserving the flock of Israel from going astray and being led into a ditch by these blind guides. And that, in a nutshell, is what I'm doing today. And throughout this broadcast, this is so important, Ted. Throughout this broadcast, as people listen to me, let's ask the question, am I any more extreme or severe than the great prophets of the Old Testament or Jesus? No, I'm just basically saying that these evil Jewish leaders have led and are leading the Jewish flock astray, and therefore to preserve the Jewish people from further accusations and anti-Semitism in the world today and possible persecution tomorrow, I have to speak out against these evil Jewish leaders just like Jesus did.
Well, brother, that's so important because, and if any American listening today doesn't get angry like I do, and this is this shows you the same thing the Jewish people are going through, is whenever you hear the Europe or other nations saying those dang Americans are doing it again, they're over there raping and robbing Iraq and going to go into Iran next and bomb them, those darn Americans are doing this. And it isn't the Americans. It isn't you and me, Ted. It's these evil leadership in America. So we have to make it clear that the evil leadership in Britain, the evil leadership in America, the evil leadership in Israel are causing all of these problems. It isn't the Americans. It is not the Jewish people. And so what you're doing, brother, is so important. And just go right ahead.
Well, this is so biblical, and that's one of the reasons I'm writing email alerts every week, and I would encourage our listeners to come to www.truthtellers.org, and you can sign up there for my weekly email alert, which keeps you abreast of these threats and developments. These e-alerts are sent to more than 250 talk show hosts in the United States, and keeping them posted on what the ADL and these evil Jewish leaders are up to. I'll be back in a minute.
So important, brother, so important. Thank you for sending it out to our two police and military associations. We look forward to it every week. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. Hang on, we'll be right back now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. cartilage, Zangones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Reverend Ted, I want to ask you a favor, if you don't mind. I've been a fundamentalist Christian ever since the days of Vietnam, when I was baptized, saved and baptized during the Vietnam War, And I do know, because I was one of these people that was taught by our ministers that if we even mention the name of Jews and say anything controversial, that God will send a lightning bolt and smack you and smoke you out of your tennis shoes. And I can just hear some of our Christian brothers and sisters running from the radio right now and hiding in a corner. Can you explain to us that this is not true? You know, we're not... In the first place, you explained it very well, that we're here to uphold and protect the Jewish people from anti-Semitism. But also, can you put a little bit of definition on this error that is taught in so many Christian churches today, that we're not to speak of the truth about these evil leaders and so forth? Could you talk to us a little bit about that error that is taught by most ministers, that we can't mention and we have to totally support Israel, and if they go out and nuke New York City, we still have to support them because they're God's chosen people? Could you talk about that just a minute before we get into Abe Boxman's situation?
Yes. Basically, that harks back to God's promise to Abraham, I will bless them who bless thee and curse them that curses thee. Now, when I reprove, as Jesus reproved, or John the Baptist reproved, a sinful Jewish leader or even a sinful Jewish person, I am not cursing that person, because Scripture tells us to reprove and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. And that God is no respecter of persons. We are to reprove not only Gentile sinners, but also Jewish sinners. And so when I reprove under the leading of the Holy Spirit a Jew, I am actually blessing him. I'm bringing the opportunity to him to see the error of his sins, to turn to Jesus, and save himself, be saved from an eternity in hell. Can you imagine a greater blessing that I could bring to a Jewish person than that? In fact, I've just gotten acquainted with a Jew who was for 20 years a member of a Kabbalistic group in Israel, following the Kabbalah. He'd gone over there after university about 25 years ago and got all involved in Kabbalism. In fact, he was so hateful against Christians, he told me he came very near actually killing a Christian missionary in Israel.
Wow.
So one day he was walking the streets, and a missionary came to him and mentioned Christ, which is technically against the law, gave him a tract or something like that. He was so moved by the simple gospel message that he saw Jesus as the true Messiah and became a Christian. Finally, he has come to the United States of America, and believe me, he has a story to tell.
Well,
anyway, that Christian missionary was bringing a very great blessing to him, and there's an inherent reproof in there that they had, that this Jew had wandered from the true way, was following blind guides, and so on. And these criticisms of Christianity are considered anti-Semitic by Abe Foxman. In fact, all Christian evangelism of Jews is considered anti-Semitic by Abe Foxman. But the fact of the matter is that when we speak the whole truth, as the Holy Spirit leads us to the Jewish people, we are giving them a tremendous blessing. This has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with anti-Semitism. Vulgar anti-Semitism, such as Adolf Hitler believed in, was racially motivated. It was based on humanistic evolutionary ideas that the Jews had evolved in a degenerate way. They were inherently conspiratorial and evil and all this kind of thing because of their chromosomes, because of their genes. And that kind of vulgar racism and anti-Semitism was very real in the Hitler regime. He did persecute Jews. He did intern them. He did oppress them and all of that. But what I'm talking about here is light years away from anything that smacks of vulgar anti-Semitism. What I'm doing is harking back to the precedent given to us by the Holy Scriptures that righteous men and women of God, as they are led by the Holy Spirit, have the same prerogative that the great biblical leaders and prophets had to warn and reprove and rebuke even Jews and even Jewish leaders as the Holy Spirit burdens them and leads them to do that. And in doing so, they are giving basically not a curse to the Jewish people, but a tremendous blessing. And in fact, right now, as I speak out in my email alerts and on the radio and at my website against these evil Jewish leaders, these blind guides of Judaism, I am really doing the work of people like Corrie Ten Boom in the Second World War in Holland, where she and her family saved the Jews from death. Because, you see, the ADL is whipping up so much resentment against the Jewish people around the world by ADL's anti-Christianity and their hate laws and all this kind of thing, that if something isn't done to hold back the ADL, and if something isn't done to get Jews of good intention to pull out of ADL and pull out of B'nai B'rith, there is going to be a tremendous backlash of real old-fashioned anti-Semitism
truly,
countries.
Yeah,
and
very
it can result in persecution of the Jewish people.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Well, we're at the bottom of the hour here, folks, and I hope you have your pencil and paper ready now, because we're going to give out that website again, a very important website for all Americans to go to. Please share it with your friends and relatives. We'll be right back. We'll give out that website. More from Ted Pike.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Tweet 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays. Tweet 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
What an exciting program, folks. If you love the Jewish people, as we do in law enforcement and the military, because they're our brothers and sisters, you know, and we've put our backs against their backs, and we've fought the enemy, and our blood and their blood is running the streets together, and so we've got some tremendous, wonderful, godly, and patriotic Jewish people, and if you care about them, you should care about what we're talking about, because there's evil men in high places, and women too, I might say, among the Jewish people, just like America, that is causing America to be listed as the great Satan, and also the Jewish people are now being persecuted and are going to come under even heavier persecution because of their evil leadership. And matter of fact, Pastor Ted Pike, I believe our police and military association here has been following the war, and of course we are in communication with a lot of soldiers during these wars in the Middle East over there, and we believe that there's a strong possibility that they're trying, these internationalists who control Israel and America and Britain are trying to get the Israeli people, the actual Jewish people, bombed over there and blown up, because it's going to promote their World War III that they want so desperately to cause the people of the world, when blood is running heavy in the streets of all the cities of the world, to cry out uncle and say, we want world government, we want peace, and this will bring together that peaceful Antichrist system where they say peace, peace, and they found no peace, but it looks like that they're actually trying to get the Muslims so mad and so upset by their holy sites being destroyed and their nations being taken over and they're being persecuted and killed, that they're going to try to get them to bomb Israel. And we, if you love the Jewish people, brother, we have to talk about these things in order to expose the evil leaders that they're going to bring great persecution and death upon the Israeli people as much as American people, too, in this plan of theirs.
Well, you have to realize that these evil Jewish leaders today are directly descended from the ancient Pharisees. And the ancient Pharisees were a wicked combination in that they had tremendous religious zeal. They were religiously motivated, religiously biased. But on the other hand, they were very capable of lying, deceit, and outright murderous persecution against those that they disapproved of, such as the Apostle Paul and the early Christian church.
Truly.
So here you have a religious idealism and purity on one hand, and a treachery and a pragmatic willingness to do whatever it takes to achieve their evil ends. And I do believe, I do agree very much with you that there is evidence, certainly, that evil Jewish leaders were able to actually sacrifice a large number of Jews in Germany during the war
in order
to stimulate Zionism and stimulate a lot of the Holocaust mythology and all of that kind of thing in order to obtain their long-term objectives. And when you look at it, they were spectacularly successful. I mean,
they certainly were.
We have a Holocaust, a huge colossus of a museum in the mall in Washington, D.C., that's supported by tens and tens of millions of dollars of taxpayers' money dedicated to an alleged 6 million Jews who died in Europe in World War II. And at the same time, there is absolutely no emphasis there in that Holocaust museum upon the roughly 100 million, if not more, Gentiles who were killed as a result of Jewish communism, Jewish Bolshevism, about 4,000 Jewish Bolshevik leaders financed by the biggest Jewish banking houses in the world, like Kuhn and Loeb in New York and the Rothschilds, the Warburgs in Germany. They overthrew the Tsar in Russia, and they created a bloodbath, a Holocaust to end all Holocaust against Christians. So this pragmatism of these evil Jewish leaders to do whatever it takes is very canny and usually very successful because they reap tremendous propaganda dividends out of it.
It's interesting, brother, that you would say what you've just said, because we've had our Jewish brothers here come forward and give us books, us Gentiles that don't understand all these things, like Arthur Kessler's book, The 13th Tribe, and many of them, our Jewish brothers and sisters in our law enforcement military, are bringing us these books. And one of them brought us this out of the American Hebrew, the nation's most outstanding Jewish weekly, and it's a quote. It says here, this was September 10th, 1920. It says, right out of the Jewish Hebrew magazine, the American Hebrew, it says, "The Bolshevik Revolution in Russia was the work of Jewish brains, of Jewish dissatisfaction, of Jewish planning, whose goal is to create a new world order in the world. What was performed in an excellent way in Russia," meaning the killing of this 120 million, many mostly Christians, "thanks to Jewish brains and because of Jewish dissatisfaction and by Jewish planning, shall..." I can't read that last word, but it says here, "shall also, though the same Jewish mental and physical forces became a reality all over the world." Now, we have many, many quotes like this from our Jewish brothers and sisters that they brought to us that communism was really Jewish.
Yes.
And it shocks the people. Matter of fact, I got in trouble with Abe Foxman. Our police and military association got in trouble with Abe Foxman when we wrote our Operation Vampire Killer 2000 manual for police and soldiers in the early 1980s. And he said that it was anti-Semitic. And I wrote him a letter and I said, "What are you talking about?" You know, I didn't know any of this at that time. I said, "What are you talking about? This is all about world government and the international bankers and all." And I was pretty naive at that time. And he says, "Well, you've alluded to the fact that Jews had something to do with communism in there." There was a quote by Premier of England, what was his name?
Oh, Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill, yeah, his quote. And I put part of that in there. And he says, you've alluded to the fact that communism, Jews had something to do with communism. Well, I said, it's not said in there. It wasn't said in there. But now all of our Jewish brothers and sisters are bringing us all these quotes, brother, that communism was led mostly by these very evil Jewish leaders that you're talking about, not the Jewish people, you know, not the wonderful Jewish people we have in America and so forth, but these evil leaders. So I'm very fascinated with you just saying that, because this is not known by the American people, nor is it known by many Jews that this is the case.
Well, I have a book written on that subject, actually.
Okay, yeah.
It has a chapter or two dealing not only with Jewish control of the media, but also of the tremendous role which Jewish international financiers like Jacob Schiff of Cuban Loeb, which is now Chase Manhattan Bank, he basically floated a huge loan to enable Trotsky and Lenin and all of those Jewish Bolsheviks to overthrow the Tsar. And I should mention that my book is called Israel, Our Duty, Our Dilemma. It's 345 pages, and that is available at truthtellers.org.
Oh, boy, we'll have to get a copy of that. That sounds very fascinating.
Well, I'll send you one, Jack. I'll send you one free of charge.
Oh, okay, brother. Well, thank you. What's the name of it again?
It's called Israel, Our Duty, Our Dilemma.
Okay.
And that book was written in 1984 and has been the subject of attacks by such organizations as the Jewish-dominated People for the American Way and others, but they just—it's like Teflon. They flake off, they fall off. They can't. No one can to challenge the tremendous documentation. But there are many quotes from intelligence sources. Particularly, the British White Paper was written on this subject, and then there's the American Expeditionary Forces to Siberia under Captain Montgomery Schuyler. In fact, I've held the original documents in the U.S. archives, report of the American Expeditionary Report to Siberia, in which he details how the Bolsheviks were virtually entirely dominated by very sleazy, degenerate Jews, largely from the lower east side of New York. Then there's the Dutch Oudendijk Report, and on and on and on. And you alluded to Winston Churchill's report, which was in 1920. In the London Daily Mail, I believe that I may have the wrong newspapers there, but I'm very, very familiar with that quote, in which he goes into tremendous specificity and detail about this, and is very frank in not only that, but describing these evil Jewish leaders as having rejected Christ. They are now attempting to bring in an Antichrist system in the world. At that time and in the future.
That's so important for our Jewish brothers and sisters to hear today, too, because they're not aware that there are organizations, so many of them, because I talked to them, they're in law enforcement and military, they're not aware there's organizations like Jews Against Zionism, growing large groups of Jews against Zionism, because they understand the evil leaders started Zionism to set up a world government system under themselves. These Jewish evil leaders, actually, as we've learned, most of them aren't even Jewish because they're atheists today, and they're not, and they were back in the 7th century adopted into Judaism in Eastern Europe. And if you're adopted into Judaism, if you accept Judaism and you're a Gentile, and then somewhere down the line you throw it out and become an atheist, you can't be called a Jew any longer.
Of course not.
No, and so many of these are phony Jews that are just saying they're Jews, and the Jews Against Zionism know this, and the Nutricarta Jews know this, and so there's actually groups of Jews, as you know, brother, that know what's going on with these very evil Jewish leaders, and they're totally against them.
That's right. You know, speaking of police, I have a friend who lives in the Los Angeles area, and he gave my video. I have a video documentary entitled "The Other Israel." He gave it to a police captain there in the LAPD, and this police a captain was so impressed by that video that he got his men together and had a meeting and showed it all to them. And there were a number of Jewish officers there who, rather than, you know, screaming anti-Semitism, they came up and they said, well, we knew all this, all the time. And they actually breathed a sigh of relief, and they said, well, alas, somebody has the nerve to tell the world all these things which we have known as Jews privately all of our lives. About Jewish control of the media, Jewish founding of communism, and all the dirty, dirty laundry of these evil Jewish leaders. And and so you're absolutely right in saying that there are a very large number of assimilated Jews or suburbanized Jews here in the United States who are enjoying the tremendous blessings of Christian civilization and our Christian Christian heritage, a freedom from persecution, even freedom from criticism, which the Jewish people have never enjoyed at any time in history except for the United States of America. And that's why it's so tragic that Abe Foxman is shooting off his mouth continually about how the evangelicals in America, who are passionate lovers of Israel and Jewish people, are actually a threat to Judaism. He says the evangelicals are trying to take over the government and deny freedom of expression to everyone, including to Jews. This is preposterous.
Unbelievable. Wow. I'll tell you, yeah, and a good Jewish brother in law enforcement mailed me about 5 years ago a new book that Rabbi Daniel Lapin put out about, and I don't even have it here in front of me. I'm looking for it as we speak. But it was about that Jews should be helping to keep America a Christian nation.
Yeah.
Because it's out of the Christian nation where we love all people and we give them religious freedom in America that has been the greatest blessing to Jews ever.
Yes.
And so I was just really pleased to get that book by Rabbi Daniel Lapin. Now, you've been in communication with him, and he's, since that time that he wrote that book, he's doing some other very good things, too, is he not?
Yes, he has an organization called Toward Tradition up in Seattle,
uh-huh.
And he's an Orthodox Jewish rabbi,
yes.
And yet he's a very, very feisty opponent of ADL and Foxman and B'nai B'rith and so on, and he refers to them as secular Jewish leadership. In fact,
uh-huh.
I heard an astounding statement by him on his program on Trinity Broadcasting about six
oh, really?
Months ago,
wow.
And he said that he was warning evangelical Christians that they are now under, quote, relentless attack by secular Judaism. And, of course, by secular Judaism, he means basically ADL, People for the American Way, Southern Poverty Law Center, and so
yeah.
on. All
uh-huh.
these organizations are they are attempting to persuade us that we have to have total separation of church and state. And that, of course, means that
right.
no Christian should be allowed to be influencing the United States government or even local governments. And at the same time, ADL B'nai B'rith is up to their eyelashes in involvement
yeah.
with hate crimes, supervision of police and FBI and Justice Department. They're dominating the new Department of Global Anti-Semitism and the State Department. They're dominating Congress by the American Israel Political Affairs Committee.
They're dominating the Pentagon. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And not only that, they're dominating the media and the networks and so on, and yet they have the chutzpah to lecture Christians that Christians have no right to have any influence on Congress or the White House.
Right. And once again, we need to say, brother, this is that evil Jewish leadership. It's not the average daily Jew out there that you and I know and live by and treat as our fellow neighbor and countryman. But, yes, it's amazing how we learned in law enforcement years ago that the neocons are basically Zionists who are in favor of this Zionist world government system. And they are in charge of the Pentagon, our State Department now, and all of our foreign policy. And this is the reason we're at war in the Middle East, knocking off these evil Jewish leaderships, what they call their enemies over there,
yes.
and subjugating the Muslim people.
Well, that's absolutely right. We're basically over there to make the Middle East safe for Israel.
That's right.
Why are we in the Middle East and not down in some Central American dictatorship trying to bring democracy down there?
My goodness gracious, brother. Yes, very, very true. You know, we just went through a time where millions of Christians were killed in the Sudan and in Rwanda,
yes.
And the UN, and we stood by and watched them slaughtered by the millions and did nothing. But now we're going over saying Saddam Hussein is an evil dictator. I'll be done. Well, we'll be right back, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McGlam program. We'll give out that website.
Corporate.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Are we hot here? There we go. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're enjoying the Jack McGlam program. This is John Stadtmiller to announce that in Austin, Texas, this afternoon, just literally 2 hours and 9 minutes from now, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, pay attention to what I'm saying here. at the Alamo Draft House down on Colorado Street. I think that's 406 Colorado Street. Dylan Avery will be there in just a couple of hours. We are going to start promptly at 3 o'clock and run till 6 p.m. Greg Szymanski will also be down there. I will also be there. Meet Dylan Avery in person. You need to give us a call. If you don't have any tickets, give us a call at 877-724-2719 to get your tickets. We can put them on a credit card. We have approximately 40 minutes. Let me go another minute. We have about 40 tickets left, so you folks out there that are just hearing about this today or have not had an opportunity, or maybe you didn't carry credit cards, which for some folks that's a grand idea. There will be about 40 tickets available at the box office at the location down in Austin, Texas. So the Alamo Draft House, 406 Colorado Street, will be commencing that in roughly 2 hours, ladies and gentlemen. Dylan Avery in person, the young man that did such a marvelous job, the best, and I do mean the best, 9/11 presentation, the DVD I have ever seen. And he's also working on his movie. So we need to give this guy our support. Come down and meet Dylan Avery. Come down and meet Greg Szymanski. And commiserate, folks, with the Patriots. We need to grow these things in Austin, folks. We need to make these things bloom. We're kind of short of time, and a lot's going on. So we'll see you down there. 877-724-2719. We'll see you down there.
Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Program. And I'll tell you, if you're concerned about geopolitics and what is going on today and who the good guys and the bad guys are, which we all must be concerned, this is an eye-opening program for me, too. I mean, Reverend Ted Pike is teaching me so much today, and I thank you, Reverend Pike, for being here. Would you give out your website again so people can continue to learn about these very important issues that have something to do with every American's life today? Go right ahead,
yes. Brother. Yes. Thank you, Jack. Yes, we have dozens of articles on all these subjects, ranging from hate crimes legislation to the Mideast to the roots of evil Jewish leadership in the ancient Pharisees, all that kind of thing, at www.truthtellers, that's truthtellers, plural, .org. And also, we have a sign-up form there. If you would like our weekly email alerts, you can sign up for those. There's no we promise never to sell those or rent them, to give them to anybody else, but that they are very timely, up-to-the-moment alerts on exactly where hate crimes bills are or the ADL initiatives against Christianity. It's a must read every week for those who are wanting to stay on the cutting edge of the threat that is coming against us.
Good, brother. Thank you so much, folks. I'll tell you, we've talked about this on the program, Reverend Ted Pike, that we have nailed for many, many years, the political conspiracy. We've studied it. We know it. We know what it's about. The educational conspiracy, where our children are being dumbed down and prepared to be slaves for this Antichrist world system. We've talked about the monetary conspiracy. We've got that nailed. We know who the bad guys and the good guys are. But, you know, brother, we have left out and not realized that the greatest conspiracy of all is the spiritual conspiracy that Lucifer has set up all these factions to spiritually deceive us. And so this is a very important subject today because it's exposing that greatest of all conspiracies, and that is the people of the world, the Jewish people, the Christian people, the people of all religions that are deceived today. The Muslim people are deceived. And so that's why this is essential, and we need to spend more time talking about these issues to expose the greatest conspiracy of all that we're all a part of. Because at me as a Christian, believe me, I was misinformed and mistrained and misguided by ministers who had gone to seminary and Bible schools that Bella Dodd and Carl Prussian, two communists, said before the House on Un-American Activities that the communists had infiltrated and gone in and changed the teachings of Christ and changed the Holy Bible teachings, and our ministers have come out and led us astray, not knowing that they themselves were led astray. For example, brother, that the Jews Against Zionism and other Jewish groups know that this is not the true return of the Jewish people to Israel that was spoken of about in the Holy Bible. Isn't that true?
Well, that is certainly true. You see, through the Old Testament prophets, God brought criticism to these evil Jewish leaders and to the people of Israel who followed them. But at the same time, he gave these wonderful long-term prophecies, and there are literally hundreds of them in the Old Testament, that someday Jesus or God would have obedience out of the Jewish people. Even though they were disobedient, he looked through the telescope of time and saw that a believing Jewish remnant, a repentant remnant, would be obtained for Jesus Christ at Christ's second coming at the end of the age.
Let's pick up on that, brother, when we come back, because that is so essential. Most of the Christians of America still believe that what is going on in Israel right now is out of the Holy Scriptures. We'll be right back, folks.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.